Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhard, and I'm your host. Well, let's March 4th, right? My cheesy joke that my 14-year-old told me, no, Mom, just no. Today is March 4th, and there you go. Couple things. First of all, I want to say this before I forget. I am incredibly grateful for my loyal listeners. We have done this podcast for, I don't even know how many years, 4 or 5, somewhere around there, probably longer than that, honestly. And I'm so thankful, for what the podcast has become, for the gift that it gives to me. Just giving me the idea every day to kind of reflect on things. So that helps me grow. But also the ways that I've been able to connect with all of you. I love when you send me ideas. I love when you ask me questions. I love when you say, hey, Michelle, I've taken this and this is what I've done in my life. And now I'm, you know, better for it. I love that. So continue to do that, please. Definitely keep inviting your friends. I love to hear when somebody comes into my realm and they're like, oh, I started listening to your podcast because so-and-so told me to. And now, you know, they want to work with me. I thank you so much. I really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. So we're going to continue, obviously, to keep doing this podcast. I am, just so you know, within the next 24 hours, I'm jumping on a plane. I am headed down to Orlando. We're having our John Maxwell team event. We do this twice a year. And so I'm going to be down there, and it is a jam-packed schedule for 5 days. Okay. Basically, you know, my events start at 6 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes they go till 10 o'clock at night. And we do that for about 5 days. It is intense. There's a lot going on. I've gone to this enough times to know that, I'm not going to have any space to do any work. So, couple things. We will not have a podcast during this time. So from Tuesday, probably through the next Monday, I will get back on as soon as I can. And please know that as I'm going, I am, of course, collecting as much content and ideas as possible. Typically, when I go to one of these events, I probably come back with around 200 ideas for podcasts. I'm sure I'll have some great stuff. Now, I want to just do a gentle reminder here because we haven't done this in a while. You know, when you listen to a podcast, first of all, the research shows us of all of the modalities like podcasting and YouTubing and, you know, reading books and things like that, that podcasters are extremely loyal. You all have proven that. Absolutely. Also, podcasting is one of those things, especially when you're listening to mine, you guys know everything about me. Pretty much. I don't leave a lot of secrets on the table, let's say. I use it to our mutual advantage. I'm not just sharing my stuff to share my stuff. But you know a lot about me. You know a lot about my family. And so as we go forward, you know me, right? I may not know you. Just keep that in mind. So if you do come to the John Maxwell team event and you know me from the podcast, please do me a favor. Come up to me, say, hi, Michelle. My name is so-and-so. I listen to your podcast. Then give me a hug. Okay? If you come up and you just give me a hug, it's weird. I mean, not abnormal in my life, especially at this event. I'll take it. But if you come up to me and you immediately start talking about my children or about something having to do with my past, I'm going to be a little weirded out. Okay. So as long as you say my name is so-and-so, I listen to the podcast, I know immediately your family and you're safe and I got you. Okay. So just a gentle reminder, because you know a lot about me. I might not know a lot about you. Okay. So don't be weird. All right. I think that I'm looking at my notes here. Yep, that was all I needed to say. All right, so let me get into the topic for today. I love this. Somebody sent me like a quote card. I was at an event and, I don't know where the event was, but it was months ago. And this person just, it was one where we gave everybody our address, that kind of thing. And so they sent me this note card, and in the note card it says, when it rains, look for rainbows. When it's dark, look for stars. And she said, I thought of you. And I love this one. It's such a great reminder to focus on the good, and no matter what's going on, that there's always good. So I know people, and maybe you do too. Do you know people that can find the bad in everything? Like, it can be a bright, sunny day and they've got problems. Now, it's drama problems, right? Like, I'm not saying we don't have problems because the sun is out. Although sometimes that's how it feels here in Michigan where I live, right? But really what I'm saying is that on their best days, they still find something to complain about, right? And I also know some people that are having absolutely horrific days and they still find the good in it. So what's the difference? Well, it's your thinking, right? It's about your perspective and it's about your intention. And those are fully within your control. You may not be able to control the circumstances around you. You could be in a storm of life. Maybe that storm of life is not your making, but it has an impact on you, right? Oftentimes that comes with children, right? They have storms in their life and that's not my storm, but yet, all right, I'm going to walk you through this, right? Or maybe you have a sick or dying loved one. I've noticed in my sphere here that in the last several weeks, many people's mothers are starting to die. That tends to be kind of comes in a cycle. My heart goes out to you. 15 years without my mother. That's a very long time. Yes, that is a storm of life, right? So we could be having these storms all around us. Where do we put our mind though? Are we choosing to see the good? And so, you know, I just thought about this, that first of all, with the rain, I don't know who shared this with me several years ago. We were having a conversation and somebody said, what is your relationship with rain? When you have to go out and be amongst the rain, do you get wet or do you enjoy the rain? And I've thought about that a million times. And previous to that conversation, really, I was just enduring whatever weather I had to get from the house to the car, right? And from wherever else I needed to go. And I started to look at the perspective of there's this weather here today. You know, do I have the appropriate clothing? Number one, right? How can I enjoy my experience of being in the rain? I love the smell of fresh rain, right? And so I started to change my perspective around rain from it being a nuisance to, oh, I get to enjoy this today. Right? And then, you know, rainbows, the thing I love about rainbows, you know, when they show up, they're highlighting basically something that is unseen. Now, I'm not going to get all sciencey on you. I'm not going to use technical terms or anything. But when a rainbow comes up, they're just highlighting what is always there. You get a glimpse into something that is normally unseen. And that's why people think that they're beautiful and they're magical, right? It's literally something that's there all the time. You just can't see it. And so something that we might consider as a negative of the rain is actually helping us to see something unseen. And we say there's magic in it. So sometimes we need something that is, you know, seen as bad to highlight something we really want to see. Right. One of the things I've really, really become more interested in the sun, the moon, and the stars probably in the last 10 years. I also realized that here where I live in the state of Michigan in the U.S., the clouds really cover just about everything, especially if there's going to be some sort of like amazing, spectacular, celestial thing that happens. Guaranteed we're going to have a cloudy night that night. Like, that's just how it is. But I've just become more interested. I think I love the predictability, right? So if you think about seasons and cycles and weather, yes, there's predictability in there, but it's also got a little bit of crazy chaos, right? So like this winter for us has been really weird. It's either been unseasonably warm or the snowstorms try to kill us, Okay. That's not normal for us. Normally, you know, we've got at this point in March, we're kind of doing the, I hate snow, please go. But we haven't had snow in a while. And so we might be due for another storm soon. I don't know. But the sun, the moon, and the stars are predictable. They're doing their thing. Yes, they have a cycle. Like, you know, you got the cycle with the moon, right? But you know for sure on which day is going to be which experience of the moon. The sun is always going to be there. It's not like, you know, it just decides I'm taking a day off, right? The stars, even though, you know, your position, like let's say if you look at constellations, right? It's going to change, but yet there's some things like the North Star. You can always find it, right? And so I love that constancy, the consistency, right? And even though our weather and our clouds, like our current reality, might try to overshadow the sun, the moon, and the clouds, they're still there, right? I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of like truth, right? Truth is truth, no matter what package it comes in. And that's a whole nother podcast, so I'm not going to go into that. But I really want to just emphasize this point that sometimes the clouds of life, the perspectives that we've been gifted as a child or that we've entertained for ourselves really cloud out the truth. So the truth is dot, dot, dot. Right? But our cloud comes in and it covers it up. Or we have some rain, we have some drama, we have some things come in our life, right? And so it's really important for us to have time every day if possible. I prefer the morning, but you know, you do you. But every day where we're remembering what is true, okay? Where we're sorting through, okay, these things happen in my life. This is how I'm looking at this. So all of the other podcasts that I share with you, right? It's how to adjust your thinking. Basically what that's saying is let's come above this weird weather that we have. Let's come above the weird clouds that are out there. Let's go up to what is constant, what is always true, right? That's what we're doing it mentally and emotionally and even spiritually. And then we get to decide, all right, I'm transcending, if you will, my issues, my problems. I'm remembering the truth. Now, how do I want to see the day? Regardless of what the weather and the clouds are today in my life, whatever storm comes my way, how do I want to adjust my glasses, so to speak, to see the good in the world today? Because that is fully within your control, okay? You can tune your eyes, your ears, your heart, and your mind to find the good in anything. It's there. It's always there. It just might be hiding a little bit. Okay? All right. So with that, for the next week or so, go ahead and tune your eyes to see the good. I will miss you. I promise I will bring back some good content for you. With that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you soon. All right. Bye-bye.